Good morning. We've been in the midst of our discussion in the fourth parak of the Chovos HaLevavos in his Sher HaBitachon. So yesterday we finished off talking about the Chovos HaLevavos pointing out to us that the responsibility that we have to be Balei Bitachon, to be people who trust in Hashem, doesn't mean that we could just throw and cast off ourselves into whatever direction that we want. A person's not allowed to put himself into sakana. And why is the Chovos HaLevavos teaching us this? He says, let me bring you an example. Look at Shmuel HaNavi. The famous prophet Shmuel was given instructions by God. God tells him, go ahead and go to the house of Yishai and find a person over there that I'm going to show you, and you should go ahead and anoint him king over Am Yisrael. So Shmuel turns to God, and he says to God, hey, listen, Eich Eilich, V'shama Shoal v'haragani. How am I going to be able to do that? If Shoal hears about this, I'm going to get killed. Right? Does that mean that in that moment in time, Shmuel lacked bitachon? After all, God told him to go. If God tells you to do something, even if it's in the process of doing something besakana, so you have a responsibility to listen to Hashem. You do yours, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his. So if God told Shmuel to do this, right? Was Shmuel lacking bitachon? He was, after all, a Navi. We also find that God's response to him was, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a cow, and take a bull, that is, and I want you to go ahead to Ben Yishai's house, and to say, I came to bring a carbon. After all, it was a period in time where they were allowed to bring carbonos on a bama and share from the benefits of the carbon. Right? And this was God's response. We'll create a diversion, and I will show you there whom you should go ahead and anoint from Yishai's children to be the next king. We notice that what God didn't tell him was, Shmuel, where's your bitachen? You have to be about bitachen. Person has a responsibility to know that you're not supposed to be walking around, turning around, and making that declaration. However, on the other side of it, we find Moshe Rabbeinu, who also turned to God and said, God told him, Lech el Paro, I want you to go to Paro and I want you to go speak to him, right? And Moshe said, I can't go. Shlach Nabiad Tishlach, send somebody else. And then God said to him, go anyway. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't, I'm a kvad peh, I have a hard time speaking. To which God got angry at him. Vayicharaf Hashem b'Moshe. God got angry at Moshe and he said to him, Misam pel adam. Who was the one who gives a mouth to a person? So in that situation, God saw a lack of bitachon. Why for Moshe Rabbeinu does God go ahead and go after him? And when it comes to Shmuel, he doesn't go after him. So I think the answer could be understood over here, right? Just in fundamental differences. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to speak to Paro. And Moshe says, I don't have the ability to speak. So I am directly in opposition to that which you say. God, you told me to do this, and I am not going to do so. There, God says, you lack bitachon. If I give you a direct command, you don't have a right to go ahead and violate it. Shmuel said that my problem is not to go, it's how to go. Ich elech, how am I going to be able to go? If I go just straight up, that's going to be a open declaration of war. And I want to do what you're telling me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realize that I'm supposed to somehow wind up in that situation, but Echelech, what opportunity do I have? Show me what I'm supposed to do. So in other words, the Chovos HaLevavos turns around and he says, look, in the time of a sakana, you have a responsibility to be mamale ritzon habore. During a period of time of danger, we have to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. But we also have to ask the question, what's the right way to go ahead and do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us? Maariv Rabbi pointed out, and I've heard this from Rav Asher Weiss Shalita, the great Gaon of Am Yisrael, who lives in Yerushalayim, and both have pointed out to us, tefillah is something that is expected of us. How to daven, how to proceed during these perilous times, what is the right way to proceed? That's the question a person has to ask. And a person is not allowed to go ahead and rely on bitachon in such a situation, right? And certainly when a person doesn't have a mitzvah to go ahead and do something, just to go outside to get exercise, right? In a matzav, to go walk around and say, I decided I have to go and violate the laws of social distancing without a mitzvah to do it, right? And say that I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a tremendous problem of a certain aspect of Bitachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give us the opportunity to decide when and where to spend. Rav Shachter told us before Pesach, he pointed out to us, a person is not allowed to rely on his own chesed points in certain matzavim. Look, Yaakov Avinu was in this situation. Yaakov Avinu realized he was going to fight in this situation, Esau, and he was worried about it. Indeed, in his tefillah, he says, Katonti mikola chasadimu mikolo ames. I don't deserve of the chesed. And Rashi comments and says, Katonti, I'm too small, means I don't have enough credit points to expect to be successful over here. Anyways, Yaakov, look at Esav. Esav was in a much worse state. And so the answer is that a person has a responsibility to realize that when we're dealing with the question of how I'm supposed to proceed, that's a question that you're allowed to ask. But to say I'm not going to proceed, that's something that shows a lack of bitachon. But bitachon doesn't mean that I'm supposed to just cast everything willy-nilly to the sides. Bitachon is not a test to see do I have the ability to not look at the sakana. Bitachon means that I am going to do God's mission. That's for sure. And I trust that He's going to make sure that the mission is accomplished. But how? I have a responsibility to do so with the greatest concern for achieving my goal with the least amount of risk for me and for everyone around me. And so therefore, Avodas Hashem, as we're going through it today, whether it be Bein Adam LaMakom, whether it be Bein Adam LaChavero, we need to stop and ask ourselves, what is the best way for us to proceed? This, of course, has been the question, especially during a pandemic, but in the life of every single Jew throughout history. And maybe we should play our portion and our place in history today by asking ourselves, in what way does God expect me and ask me the right way to proceed within my life? So ask yourself and make sure you have, in the process, a terrific day. Have a good day.